So, today, we're talking about Spider-Man.
Yes, sir. Greatest Spider-Man movie of all time. All time.
What's number two? The first one.
Spider-Man 2, the first of with Tobey. For me. For me. I'm not saying the first two Spider-Mans are amazing. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, you know, they are. But this is the greatest Spider-Man movie of all time. I just watched the greatest of all time. Like, everything I needed, they gave me.
Yes.
They gave me everything I could possibly ask for. And this is only a part one.
Mind you, I got things that I want to ask for that I know we're going to get. But, you know, for everyone listening, for now, you want to welcome you guys to Casual Nerddom.
Mm-hmm.
A place where you can be nerdy without being an expert. Yep. Where you can be real without being woke.
Now, what do we mean by that? If you watch Game of Thrones and you don't know who made it, that's okay. If you're an MCU fan and you don't know that much about the comics or where it pulls from, this is the place for you. This is a judgment-free zone to discuss everything nerdy.
I'm Chris Bacon.
I'm Adrian Daniel. And welcome to Casual Nerddom, the Spider-Man episode. That's what we're calling this, okay? The Spider-Man greatest of all time episode. Let's get this out the gate. Let's get this. Let's rip the band-aid off right now. Miles Morales is better than Peter Parker. Miles Morales is a better character than Peter Parker. I don't give a fuck.
He ain't rehearsed this, people. I'm gonna let you know that.
I don't give a damn what y'all say.
He's gonna say this to me before.
I don't care what y'all think.
He ain't say he's gonna say this.
We've had Miles for like only what? How long Miles' character been around, Chris?
I don't know.
I mean, how long he been on screen? Like, whether it's like, you know, show.
I don't know. I would have to look it up.
All I know, in that time.
Well, he came on Ultimate Spider-Man. I know that. But I don't know when that debuted.
All I know is in that time that he's been around, he has taken over. Now, I'm not saying we don't love Peter. We do. Love Peter. OG Spider-Man fan. I just feel like Miles' character has so much more to explore, especially what they're doing here in the Spider-Verse. It's like, can I say no spoiler? I mean, listen, if you didn't watch the movie by now, what
we're talking about the movie. We're not going to.
What you been doing? If you ain't watched this movie yet, what you been doing, bro?
And I think I watched it late.
I watched it late.
Like 2 weeks after it came out.
I watched it like a week. Almost about a week after it came out. Like maybe a week and a half.
Like by then, this everything was on YouTube. So
everything was out. Motherfucker. I was dodging Twitter left and right, trying not to get nothing spoiled for me.
Shit, not me. I'm over here pulling up these screenshots. So,
you know what I'm saying?
So we talking about everything that we can remember. I haven't watched it a second time. I don't have money like that to be going to the movie theater multiple times. So we're going to go off my memory and Adrian's memory. But, you know, it's still one of the greatest movies of all time. I don't really forget a lot of what happened in the movie because I want to see it again really bad. But
peak cinema. Okay? And this is an animated movie. That's like first, I want people to understand something here. This is an animated movie. This is not live action. This animated movie is like, it has gotten such great reviews, has gotten so much fanfare from people just overall watching a movie and saying, this is a really good movie. The voice actors are incredible. There's so much dynamics to the characters. Miles' character, they just open up a whole new just level for him that is just like, bro, I don't even know where to start. It's like, if you don't know, if you didn't watch the movie, I don't know, I'm about to spoil this for you. Basically, Miles' character is what you call a phenomenon. He's a glitch in the system. He wasn't supposed to happen. He's not supposed to exist, people. Okay? Do you know the layers to that? The layers to them telling Miles Morales, a black Hispanic man.
That speech from his mom that told you all you needed to know. Like, this movie made this movie did not, and which I appreciate it, and even in the first one, they did not for a second try to whitewash Miles Morales, his story, his heritage, his origins. You know, now, was it like he's running around here, like, you know, screaming at people about his race? Of course not. But his parents are very real people. You know, they're very grounded people. They believable. And when his mom is giving him that conversation, you could tell, you could see it. You could tell, like, in her voice that she genuinely is afraid for her son, that, you know, he is so smart and I don't really know what he's doing right now, but I feel like he's trying to prove himself to people who he doesn't need to prove himself to. And I gotta let him know that. And especially as a woman and a woman of color, and I see the woman, like, listen, there are spaces that you will go into and people will tell you, you are not supposed to be there. And I'm in a movie theater like, ooh, ooh, this movie is for the kids. This movie is for the people who need to hear that. Bro. Because you could have kind of glossed over that. And that was and mind you, that conversation happened after him and Gwen hung out, and then she left, and I'm on a roof, and then she left. You know, this is after all that. This is after his mom seeing him talk to this white girl, her leave, him looking downtrodden, and her realizing, like, you know, we're doing great parenting, and he looks this sad. Like, how? Like he's trying to be something, and we're holding him back. Like, and that's kind of in you know, to a degree, there's truth in that. You know. They trying to get, I get it. You know, they don't know you're Spider-Man. But what they do know is that you're a smart kid and they want you to succeed in what you want. Because remember, the first move was him getting into that school. It wasn't like a regular school that he got into. Right. So.
I think it was like, what is it? He goes to one of the specialized high schools.
I forgot the name of it. I think they changed the name of it.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like that the subtle changes in the universes. To make sure that you knew it wasn't the same universe, which we're going to talk about towards the end too, because I was able to guess before the reveal. So the movie started about, I don't like how they was rigging on my man's costume though. Like, I don't like,
thought that thing was hilarious.
What are you bleeding from your
I thought it was hilarious. They flamed him up the entire
movie. I was like, damn, he worked hard on this, bro.
But here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing, man. The beauty of even that. Like there's so many layers to him not supposed to belonging in the universe, and the fact that his costume out of everybody's costume in the Spider-Man verse is the one costume that nobody likes.
And
that's the one costume that everybody's like, why are you wearing a costume like that?
Himself. He designed it himself.
He designed it himself. It's a reflection of himself. Bro, the movie is so... The way they started the movie with Gwen's story, even that was...
People really forget, like, the movie... The first movie started off with talking about Miles. This is my story of how I became Spider-Man. And then they echoed that through the other version of Spider-Man when they introduced themselves.
Right.
But in this movie, there is no dialogue from Miles in the beginning. It's Gwen's story.
Right.
And when you get to the end, you realize that this entire time, she's convincing you to join her team.
Right.
That's what this whole movie is, a retelling to you to say, hey, we kind of messed up, but I want to fix it. And this is what happened. And framing it that way, you know, people have been like, man, like, I don't know how you can go into a movie, see a part one and be like, yeah, everything's going to get wrapped up in a bow. Like, yeah, shit going to be left open. Like, that's kind of the hope. That's why they put part one in shit. Harry Potter did the same shit. Like, you watch a movie and it says part one in the title, they're telling you there are going to be plot threads that you're just not going to get to do. And we all are experiencing this Infinity War and Endgame effect. So I don't know why everyone keeps having the same reaction. Now, I get you just feeling like you want to know, but it's coming. You will find out. No, they're not going to make the movie. We know they make, they probably made the movies around the same time. They're probably just polishing up that movie. I'm almost positive. Because remember, they had to split it up into two movies. So I'm sure they
That
would.
movie is done. That movie is already done. They
They're
just
just
probably
polishing it up
like
now.
polishing it up,
Exactly.
making the animation great,
People
make
forget that
this
they spent this
final
entire time
two.
making. It wasn't like they had to figure it out. No, they were making the movie for a majority of this time.
Yeah.
It was just getting it done. It wasn't like, oh, we're making you wait because we don't. No, they were just making it the whole time.
Can we talk about how the movie didn't even feel long?
It did not.
And I realized the movie was long,
It was, yeah, it
but
was.
it didn't feel long at all. And
Because there was so many mini arcs in it.
right, it was just, I don't know, bro. Like the starting with Gwen and her that experience with her father,
I'm glad
her.
we got to see that.
Right, I'm glad we got to see that her coming, and then you get Miles' of story now, and him juggling trying to be Spider-Man and trying to still be a good student and figuring out what he wants to be for his life, and people not understanding that, what he wants to do for his life and how he wants to do it, and they like, you can't do that. And this is just, that even story of telling him what he can't do as far as being he wanted to be an engineer, correct? Was it an engineer or a physicist? Can't remember what it was. But he wanted to work in different realities to create new technology that could help people across universes. And everybody was just like, that's not possible. And telling him what he can't do. It's just there's always kind of beating into him what he can't be. That's what stuck out to me the most, because and then for them to drop that big reveal about him being a mistake in the universe. He couldn't join the Spider-Man club because he's not part of the club.
Due to something else that was outside of his control.
Control. Man. That's why I said greatest. A good movie was when there's layers to a movie. Some of my favorite animated movies are always like Pixar movies. You know why? Because Pixar movies have so many different layers to them. Inside Out, one of my favorite movies from Pixar. So many layers to that movie for a human being to look at and kind of get from. And the Spider-Man movie was this really kind of telling that experience of being a black, brown man, black and Hispanic young man growing up in New York. And what that's like for him, even being smart, even being talented, even being Spider-Man, he still has to struggle through that and not feel a part of it, always feel like he's on the outside of it.
And he is,
Yeah.
because when you think about the Spider-Man mythos, there aren't a lot of non-Peter Parkers,
Right.
like Hobie Brown, Gwen. Like, it, now in that movie, we only saw one version of those characters. Now we understand in the multiverse, there are probably other Gwen Stacy's and other Hobie Browns and other Miles Moraleses. I mean, we have other Miles Moraleses that exist in the multiverse that didn't have the same origin story as the movie one did. We know that that's a thing. But for the purposes of the movie and whoever they were able to get to at the time, most of the, like 99% of the Peter, 99% of the Spider-Man will be Peter Parker's, a version of Peter Parker's.
Which is
And they can't advise him. And this is the thing, like, they can't. Peter B. Parker can talk to him about the nuances of being Spider-Man, right? And the nuances of great power comes responsibility and trusting your instincts, stuff like that. But he can't tell him how to handle his personal life as a black and Latino kid with his parents.
right.
He can't tell you how to deal with him as dad. He can't tell you how to deal with his mom. His mom will slap the shit out of him. So it's like, he can't get advice about that. So that's why him and Gwen get so close, because Gwen, at least in this instance, is the only Gwen Stacy that became a Spider-Man. So they both have these unique stories that they can't go to someone else and ask about.
Right.
Just because they're a Spider-Man thing that they both encounter doesn't mean that you can tell Gwen how to handle being with her dad and her Peter Parker died. You can't really say, well, it's going to be okay. You can say whatever you want, but like, there's no, there's not another Gwen. It's not another Miles, not another Hobie that can be like, I knew this is, you know, what I'm going through. The other Peters have that. You know, Miguel is another one that doesn't have that. And you could see what that does. You know, when we think about the people.
And he was, they think made about him such cast, a villain, but he wasn't a villain to me. I understood.
He wasn't a villain to me. He was scared.
Yeah, I understood his reasoning. He witnessed a whole universe get wiped out.
He was like, yeah, he's like, as far as I know, this shit goes bad. He's not understanding the subtlety. And this is what I want to get into. The subtlety of what the first movie did to change everybody's lives.
Right.
Think about it this way. Petey B. Parker told Miles that he had a kid because he met Miles. His universe did not destroy, get destroyed.
Right.
Right? Gwen, after seeing Miles throughout the movie, decided to confront her dad eventually, as opposed to just running away every single time. It seemed like she didn't have a choice, but you always have a choice as Spider-Man.
Right.
Sorry. And that changed her. And Miles shifted his pro perspective because he didn't know the multiverse existed before that. Now his goal is to create multiversal travel because he knows it's possible.
Right.
And Miguel's story was changed the moment he found out that he could travel the timeline. All of these are events that are automatically breaking their introspective timelines because they shouldn't, unless somehow all of this is supposed to happen, which you can't tell me it is because
he's right.
looking around. So Miguel's scared because of the direct effects of someone from another dimension going into another dimension. That will destabilize the dimension over time. Like an incursion. That we're going to get into that, but like these things are all tying together.
That's well, he said specifically what the issue was preventing the moments that are supposed to happen to every Spider-Man. If you prevent these moments from happening, it will cause an incursion.
Right.
You know, which was them having a significant death or pain.
But here's the thing. I don't think that's it.
Right.
I think it's another Spider-Man from the not that universe being in the universe like Miguel was. He wasn't from that universe. He was replacing his dead self. So he was an anomaly in that universe.
But we've seen, listen, let's get into this too. We've seen Spider-Man's cross universes before. And let's talk about how they handle that because whoever idea was to have every Spider-Man we've ever seen, ever read about, be included in this was a genius. When I saw Prowler, Childish getting beat on the movie, I knew what time it was. I said, wait a minute, ain't that...
We are jumping ahead. That's lit.
I was like, what's his name? From Tom Holland Spider-Man movie. Once I saw him, I said, okay, this is what we're doing.
His name was still Aaron.
Yeah, this is what we're doing. This is Aaron. This is what we're doing. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. And as it progressed, I'm like, ain't that 2002?
I was in that scene too. He was the one behind the glass and you talking to me.
That was
Spider-Man.
So who was in it?
PS4 Spider-Man from the game.
Bro, he was in the game.
He was standing there like,
bro,
I can't show Prowler. And I was like,
they had the Spider-Man from the game.
The 64 game.
The 64 game.
Mm-hmm.
I was like.
They had the Spider-Man from the old show, the 60s show.
They had the Spider-Man from the new animated show.
They had Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, ultimately, I said to myself, they are really not.
Fuck you, bro.
They're not fucking around. I was like, yo, bro, this is
Lady
like
Spider from the Spider-Geddon shit. They had Superior Spider-Man, which I feel like he should not be there. Like, he wouldn't fall in line with this shit. Like, I kind of like he comes up when there's a threat. But I don't know if he would be. I feel like he'd want to be in charge to a certain degree. Like he'd want to be in the room.
Right.
So I think they put the suit in there, but like that's not Doc Ock in there, bro. Like, because he would have been in the room with Miguel. Like, I want to know what's going on. Like, that's because, listen, Superior Spider-Man was a great fucking runner. People don't understand. Superior Spider-Man was a runner of comic books, and was Doc Ock took Peter Parker's body and was Spider-Man. And over time, he learned how to be a hero because he learned that this shit is not easy. This shit is not, it's not rewarding. Like, you just have to go out here and try to do your fucking best. And Peter brought his body back, but like, he was, that was so poignant that they made sure, like, every animated show that has come out since then, they made sure to put that plot line in there. Yeah, a little tidbit. They had like the Lego Spider-Man was in up in that shit.
Everything, Peter Parker's
car, bro.
Everything. And it was done so well.
The big lurky looking one. They had everyone up in that joint. They had the Spider-Man, the dude with the multiple arms. Everyone's from a place.
Everyone.
The cat, the horse.
They had him from they had the Spider-Man animated from that Spider-Man animated series they had in 1999, I think it was.
Yep, they had they had Spider 2099 and that shit.
Bro, everybody.
Which I believe, ain't that Miguel O'Hara too?
Yeah.
So why do you have a version of yourself just chilling on a live, but like he not you?
I don't know. But
hold on. I'm about to look this up. Keep going.
All I know is
yeah,
I watched that.
Yep.
I'm watching this and I'm like, this is genius. Because I never even thought that they would possibly even think to do this. And I was like, they really just said, hey, this is for all the fans. All of the fans of Spider-Man. If you ever watched Spider-Man, if you ever read a comic, watched a show, a movie, or whatever, we're going to give you everything. Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man popping up on screen for a scene. It was just amazing. Amazing. I know that's cliche to say because it's Amazing Spider-Man, but it was just, I was sitting there losing my shit. I was losing my shit. I was like, yo, like, they got Spider-Woman in here. I'm like, this is everything. This is everything. Everything you could ask for, everything you could want from a Spider-Man movie. It was just beautifully done. The way they did that was just genius to me.
How are you even cooler behind the mask?
You said what?
I was cool the whole time, mate.
And they said they're gonna explore Spider's Punk in the next movie, which I'm curious about. I'm curious about him.
It's my wish list right there. I'm good.
But even getting the Miles Morales character that grew up without his father and you having that roughness, I said to myself, I'm like, man, I'm so curious as to what his character is going to be.
You know what else I thought about? This also is a Miles that didn't have the experience of the first movie and meeting the other Spider people to think about, oh, I want to go to school and study multiverse travel.
Right.
Like, it's not a lot more than just a spider bite. That changed, you know, the experience that he had also changed him. And it's funny because when you go back to the first movie, what colors was Miles's spider sense before it synced with Peter's?
I can't remember what color.
It was purple and green. Like that was where he was probably going to end up to a certain degree. And then on top of that, when you look back at some scene, the spider that this when his father was talking, the spider was in Miles's classroom with him. They had him sitting at a chair. If you pay attention, you can look it up online. When this pal was talking about the spider and he stole, when it's leaving the universe, it's about to descend on that universe's Miles with the braids. You see the back of his head. Which means it was like about to happen. And that, now, mind you, we don't know if it's going to be the same exact Spider-Man. It could be still a different version of this Miles because you already had the braids, you know, maybe in that one, Jefferson is already dead. We don't know. We know that he's dead by the time he comes back to see him, but we don't know if the same amount of time has passed. You know, and also, I guess maybe he died in a particle accelerator explosion and the collider, the collider explosion. Maybe because I'm sure he went to go investigate even without Spider-Man being there. Maybe he died in that. Hopefully, we get to find out more about that if, you know, whatever. But I think the whole point is like this is just a messed up version of Earth where like the worst scenario has happened because this universe was supposed to have a Spider-Man, and so now these villains popped up for a Spider-Man that does isn't there. I think that's, you know, what we can kind of learn.
I'm and it's I'm so curious to how they're gonna do that and explore his character. Let's talk about the villain, the actual villain of this arc.
The spot.
Spot. Brilliant. He's the most like encompassing villain you've ever seen because he's not threatening right away. And I feel like I've seen this before where they took a character.
Right, I'm about to say there's a lot of Spider-Man rogues that if you wanted to. You could put them into a situation in which they'd be like Electro. Like Electro can become a city level, continent level threat, depending on what he's going through. You know? I think there's been some instances in which like wasn't that like the case? No, that wasn't the case in the Marvel the Universal Studios, right? But like I remember, he was absorbing like plasma, like cosmic energy or whatever. There's some point he got like OP. But like the using a spot, you know, random villain, but like his
Random.
powers work for what you want him to work for,
They
and they
work
work.
exactly for the movie. It's
Yeah.
like for exactly for what needs to happen, that's what his powers are. And I was like, for him, like, because I was like, the spot, why is he the villain?
But
And
also, the spot is the kingpin henchman, so. It makes
right.
sense.
And I don't know.
Like I thought they knew it the whole time. Like they knew.
I
Now,
just think that
the
overall the
picture of the
entire
guy
movie
with
is just
bow wasn't. They said it's him, but he had long hair, and the guy that got hit with the bagel had short hair.
right.
Maybe he cut it. I doubt it. Maybe he cut it when he started working with the Kingpin. That could be possible. You know, we don't need to know that necessarily, but
Right.
little detail that I just wanted to point out there that like. They say he's a bagel guy, and I'm like, okay, well, he doesn't look like the picture of a bow when they went to his apartment. But that's fine. You know, outside of that, I love the everyday manness. I love the fact that he's like, yo, I didn't ask for this shit.
Right.
You did this. And then you're gonna talk shit about me. Now, mind you, that's Electro from Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 right there. That's just but done better.
Done way
No
better.
slot, no slot on Jamie Foxx. You know, I get the whole. I felt like the dialogue in that movie was okay, but I felt like they could have made him a better threat without the use of needing everyone's help to get there, and then to him
Right.
get defeated so easily just for Goblin to swoop in. Like I, again, that movie had too many things going on. I didn't hate it, but I just felt like we could have let that shit breathe more. You could have had the first half be Electro and second half be Harry. You know, we could have split it up. But anyway, yeah, like that those moments of even like when Gwen was like asking Spider-Woman, like, can you adopt me? Like, that's what you feel like when you meet, like that first initial feeling, like these people are so cool. Like they're doing what I do. They're moving in a way like I'm not alone. I'm not, I please let me come with you.
Right.
I don't know what else. I'm sitting here, just my dad has a gun on me. Like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I know I'm not supposed to tell people my secret identity, which is the funniest thing. It's like a crutch for everyone in this movie.
Right.
Not telling their loved ones about them as being Spider-Man. And I understand for Peter Parker. It's like, you know, the bad guys will find out and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, in these instances, telling Gwen's dad, telling Miles' parents, it's not gonna lead them to be like, yeah, my son's Spider-Man.
You never know, but
I guess, but you
based
know,
on the movie,
it happens. It still happens. Both of them still do it. They still tell their respective parents, and then her telling her dad he quits the force, and the world didn't implode in that moment.
Right, didn't destroy
Hobie itself. Making his own universal travel platform didn't implode any universes he's in. Like the moment you leave your universe, right? You would think it will fall apart because now your Spider-Man's not there, but that's not the problem. The problem is other Spider-Man from other universes and dimensions coming to your dimension and universe. Like in Manhattan. Like it wasn't so much saving Captain Singh, it was the fact that there was three other Spider people there that didn't come from that dimension. Now, yeah, they have the bracelets, but I also feel like Miles didn't glitch when he had the bracelet on. So it was like, even if he's an anomaly, he could still be stabilized. But I feel like that one was a foggy one because it was like saving Captain Singh, yes, supposed to be canon event, yes, I understand it. But also, the spot was there. And also, how do we know that what he did is not what like is causing that universe to explode? Because he opened a collider, he absorbed the energy, and then left.
Right.
So, like,
it like is- I said, man. Incredible, incredible movie. I can go on about it all day. Just so incredibly well done, so incredibly well just put together. And
the reveal, the way that like the whole chase scene, you know, when he got outside, like I'm skipping over the whole cameo stuff. When he got outside and Miguel was having that conversation with him, and those moments on that train going up to space or whatever. One, Miles is leading them all the way from the facility off where, because he knew they all would follow him because Miguel is so
finessed all of them into doing that.
Die hard. Right. And then to be told that despite I bit you, mind you, despite he knew that already. Because the spot told him. But Miles likes to like actively not listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like he heard what he said. So when Miguel was telling him, he's flashing back to it. But also he wasn't like critically thinking about what he said. Like, oh wait, the spider came from a different dimension. What does that mean? He doesn't know what it means.
Right.
Got back. And then when it said Earth, now we know he's from Earth 10, whatever, 10, 16 or 6, 16, 10, 16, like 1, 6, 6, 16, 10. But the spider said 42. I didn't peep at that moment. Right. But when he got back and I realized the world was like all like dark and shit. And I was like, something's wrong. But I knew that something was ultimately wrong when he put that hoodie on and the shit was purple. And I was like, oh no. What? The purple hoodie? This is not the same universe. Right. So like crazy. But that betrayal, that Peter B. Parker scene, with him talking about his kid. And then him looking at these white folk being like, y'all knew. Y'all talking to me, chumming it up with me, and not explaining how like Miguel doesn't want me involved in any of this shit because I'm an anomaly.
Right.
Y'all knew. And y'all just playing both sides.
Right.
Like, that's fucked up.
It is.
And I've like when Gwen grabbed his chest, he's like, "Get off me!" I'm like, "Yo, that's like, I can't talk to y'all right now."
Right.
So, ultimate betrayer, bro. Because like, all I have is y'all, and y'all.
It had all the points, bro. It had all the things: betrayal, drama, pain, sacrifice, happiness, joy. It had all of it. It had all the suspense of like, oh, is he gonna be able to make it in time? Like, save these two people. I'm like, he not gonna. He one's gonna die. He say both crazy. He really is Spider-Man, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Yeah,
nah, it was solid. It was a solid movie. I love all the saves. I love how all the Spider-Man was saving people when the ship was falling.
Mm-hmm.
That was fire. Miguel had some pretty... I love how his webs are lasers. I didn't really peep that right away, but I do like that his webs are lasers.
Right.
And just, I think towards the end, when we started to see, like, the other universe, I was like, oh, this is going to... Also, shout out to Ben Reilly. Shout out to Ben Reilly, okay? Like,
Ben Reilly.
He wasn't in there for good. He wasn't in there for a long time, but he was good when he was there. All right, did his thing. But I thought this next movie was going to be about the core team, fighting Miguel, and ultimately like finding a spot in Miles's. One, they have to get Miles out of this universe into his original universe, where the spot's going to be at to kill his dad.
Right.
That's in one. So they're probably going to go to Spider-Punch universe first. Before they go there, or at
I'm
least to get
curious.
away from Miguel.
I'm trying to see how they're gonna do that, but I'm curious to see how they're gonna put that together.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna
and
do it though.
so it's gonna be lit. You know, I we don't rank movies, we don't give ratings. It's a good movie. I suggest you watch it.
15
I
out of
suggest y'all be
15 for
watching
me. 15 out of 15 for me. I'll go see it again. I'm not gonna lie to you. I
it.
really
And
would.
not a lot of sequels are stepping it up like this.
Yeah.
Like Hobie's design, period, is just. Sick.
The
The soundtrack, sick.
soundtrack, Metro Boomin. Like, come on. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
We talked about this in a Guardians episode.
it's rare.
The music is being used in the movie at the same time. Not every single song, but there are times in which you know they're listening to that song the same time as you are.
Right.
Or that's what's on their mind. And I'm like, that's like spot like Miguel's theme. That's TikTok got that, now it's gone. Like Issa
Right.
Rae killed it. That was all great. Like it just, I don't know. So it's just like we had nothing bad to say, you know, about the movie and particularly. I made my points about it. But I feel like they knew what this movie they didn't make this up after the fact.
Right.
They knew what this entire trilogy was gonna be about from when they made it. And I love that. I love that. Because it gives you time to just keep working. We already know this is what we're doing. We already
Right.
know. We keep going.
But let us know your thoughts. Let us know your thoughts on the Spider-Man movie. Comment and DM us, Instagram us.
Do you
Let
have a
us
week of the
know.
week?
Do I have a week of the week? Nah, bro. Everybody was lit as hell in that movie, bro. I don't got nobody that's week of the week in that movie, bro. Everybody was fire. Everybody.
And I love the black solidarity. Like
God.
from Hobie to Spider Bite to
Just like everybody, like, nah, I don't want to see him lose. Like, come, like,
can't do that to my boy, bro. I was like, yo. Because you want me to look this little black boy in his face and be like, nah, you just let your dad die. Nah, I can't let that rock. I can't do
right. He has to let his father
that.
die,
Yo, bro.
bro.
Like the difference is like I understand the Spider-Man that already lost their people.
Right.
They're gonna be like, I get it, you know, happened to me. It'd be like 616 MCU Peter. He would be like, he would say, I lost my Aunt May, I lost, you know, almost lost MJ, lost Uncle Ben, lost Tony, lost Mr. Stark. I could see how these would all be canon events. I could see how these would be things that everyone has to go through. I met other versions of myself, you know, I get it. So he would kind of fall in line with this idea. But Miles has not gone through that. Pavitar has not gone through that. Hobie has not gone through that. He
Right.
doesn't have parents to die.
Right.
Like, so all these people that we're talking about, Gwen is not going to go through that. She lost his Peter, but she's not losing her dad. So it's like their stories are so much different. We don't even remember like Spider-Man Noir. Like they have similar like things, but we know their stories already.
Right.
So I feel like it's gonna be really exciting to see them back in the saddle, reprising their roles, and they're gonna be different. Like we forget that like each one of them are like they all have been forever changed by the events of the first movie.
Right.
So I wanna see what comes out of that.
Second
And
movie about to be great. It's the
yeah,
second greatest Spider-Man movie of all time. I'm
we gotta
telling you.
wait for this
They're
shit.
gonna top it, bro. And it's gonna be I can't wait, bro. It yo, let me ask you a question. Do you
Yeah.
think we get in Tom Holland Spider-Man in Spider-Verse?
I think we can. Like, you mean like as a role in a movie and not like a hologram?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because we didn't see him. He was the only one we didn't actually see.
Really?
Yeah. You seen Toby? We seen Andrew, but we didn't see Tom.
Yeah, we just heard about him. They're not going to the live action MCU though.
No.
But I feel like, I mean, they listen, we they could do a live action mixed with animation, you know? Like he could be in the movie for a little bit.
If they do that, bro, listen.
Like I don't even care if it's for like a little bit, like he gets pulled in and then like he's in and you gotta send him away or some shit. Like I don't even care if it's for a little bit. Like it's cool.
Changes the entire game
If
if they do
that
that.
dude pulls up in a movie for any amount of time, bro, as a at with lines,
That's it.
rap.
It's a wrap.
Now, I wonder if they're gonna mention, or even if like even if the other if any of them have lines in the movie, it's over. Because I would love to see Andrew Garfield and Peter Parker pull up and be like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
Right.
what's Peter 1 and Peter 2? Like, who are you talking about? I'm like, Peter 1 and Peter 2. I'm like, there are 1,000 Peters. Like,
Right.
what do you mean? Am I Miles? I'm Gwen. What are you talking about right now? Like, are you like I could that would be fun. That'd be fun. You know, I did there's a lot of possibilities, you know, like that like Sony really put their foot in this. And it was like this reminds me of one other series that I watched. Remember I told you about Gundam Build Fighters?
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah. Like a homage. Like it's like, yo, you like Spider-Man related things? That shows for you. Like Gundam related things, that shows for you. Like, this is the love letter to Spider-Man everywhere. You don't have to know all the Spider-Man. You just gotta know the ones you like. They have the Popsicle Spider-Man in there, bro.
All of them, bro. They had every Spider-Man ever, bro. Every single one, bro. Absolutely incredible.
My webs of emotions, bro.
Absolutely
Like,
incredible. The whole theater applauded after the movie was over. Just, come on, man. For an animated movie, bro. The theater applauded for an animated movie, bro.
the anime, yo, and people don't understand how influential the animation has been. Look at the new Teenage Mutant Turtle movie coming out. Look at some of the stop motion that's come out since then. That movie, Into the Spider-Verse, has changed the way that people tackle animation forever. And
Ever.
if nothing else, that legacy is going to live on way past this movie. But because of that, the movie's going to live forever. Like, people are going to be pulling up Into the Spider-Verse years from now, watching that first movie again.
Thanks.
Just because I'm telling you, like, it's a good Christmas movie. People forget it's a Christmas movie.
I want it. I want to own it now. It was, I'm telling you, greatest Spider-Man movie of all time. That's
Yeah,
me.
bro.
I feel like it just had everything you could possibly ask for in a Spider-Man movie.
Like,
But
Sony and Pascal Pictures and Marvel, listen, I got it, bro.
y'all let us know where y'all rank this Spider-Man movie as far as all the Spider movies that came out. Let us know your comments on the movie. DM us, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. Any place to listen to podcasts, at. Thank you guys for listening so much. Shout out to Miles Morales. I'm Adrian Daniel.
I'm Chris Bacon.
And you listen to Casual Nerd. Peace, guys.
Peace.